Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today a chance of sprinkles after 5 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 46, breezy with a south wind gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain showers and snow. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 10. Wind chill values as low as 8 below zero. Windy with a southwest wind gusting as high as 43 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday sunny with a high near 20. Wind chill values as low as 9 below zero. Blustery with a northwest wind which could gust as high as 37 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 12. Sunday, sunny with a high near 34. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. And in the news, the La Crosse Tribune is reporting that three district attorneys named in Democratic Attorney General Josh Call's lawsuit against the state's 173-year-old abortion ban have asked a Dane County judge to reject the lawsuit, alleging that Call does not have standing to bring the matter against the elected prosecutors. The separate responses were filed Wednesday by district attorneys from Milwaukee, Dane, and Sheboygan counties. Call has argued that the state's abortion ban is unenforceable. The three prosecutors argue that Call's lawsuit improperly seeks a limit to their prosecutorial discretion, and Call cannot sue on the merits of the case because he has not been personally harmed by the 1849 abortion ban. Call has said that a 1985 abortion law, which prohibits abortions after fetal viability but includes an exception to protect the mother's life or health, conflicts with the earlier near-complete prohibition. The law adopted long before the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in June bans abortions from the time of conception with one exception to save the mother's life. There are no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. One of the district attorneys, Joel Ermansky from Sheboygan County, wrote in a court filing Wednesday that Call's complaint must be dismissed because the plaintiffs, quote, are not parties threatened by a prosecution, end quote, under the 1849 statute. He also alleges that the state's old abortion ban does not conflict with subsequent statutes cited by Call. The law adopted long before Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who supports Call's lawsuit, has twice called on the Republican-led legislature to repeal the state's abortion ban, but both requests were swiftly rejected. The courts must now provide Wisconsin with a definitive answer that the archaic law is not enforceable before reproductive health care further suffers. Wisconsin physicians leave the state or decide the risk of practice is too great, or the lives of pregnant women are lost, Evers wrote. Again, information for this report comes in part and with permission for our use by the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.